utmost for his highest. December the 8th. The impartial power of God.
For by one offering
he hath perfected for ever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10, verse 1. We trample the blood of the Son of God underfoot if we think we are forgiven because we are sorry for our sins. The only explanation of the forgiveness of God and the unfathomable depths of his forgetting is the death of Jesus Christ. Our repentance is merely the outcome of our personal realization of the atonement which he has worked out for us. Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Or when we realize that Christ is made all this to us, the boundless joy of God begins. Wherever the joy of God is not present, the death sentence is at work. It does not matter who or what we are, there is absolute reinstatement into God by the death of Jesus Christ, and by no other way. Not because Jesus Christ pleads, but because he died. It is not earned, but accepted. All the pleading which deliberately refuses to recognize the cross is of no avail. It is battering at another door than the one which Jesus has opened. I don't want to come that way. It's all too humiliating to be received as a sinner. Ah, but there is none other name. The apparent heartlessness of God is the expression of his real heart. There is a boundless entrance in his way. We have forgiveness through his blood. Oh, identification with the death of Jesus Christ means identification with him to the death of everything that never was in him. God is justified in saving bad men only when he makes them good. Our Lord does not pretend that we are all right when we are all wrong. The atonement is a propitiation whereby God, through the death of Jesus, makes an unholy man holy.